Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Discussions on gear, technique, industry news, and interviews with the best in the business. Now, here are your hosts, Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. This is Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
And Brian Berkowitz from New York.
We want to welcome everyone to this week's podcast. And as we do, I want to start off with, hey, Brian, how are you doing? Because you're over there in New York and I'm out here in California.
I am. I'm doing great. It's good to have you back. I know we missed you last week, but we had Sam filling in for you and he did a great job guest co-hosting and it was fun. I know you haven't had a chance to listen to it yet at the time of this recording, although it will be released when this episode is released. But we got to talk about drones for a little, which is a little unique for us on the podcast because I know you don't really fly drones too often, but I know Sam and I are both drone ops. So we dived into drones for a bit.
Some good information. Did you learn something?
Some good information. We talked about the new Mavic coming out, and we talked about the new LAND system, which gives you instant authorization through your local airspace. So, some pretty good info out there for some people.
That's great. And they've got two different cameras on these drones, right? You can buy a Hasselblad.
There's a Hasselblad on the Pro. So I'm thinking about selling what I have and getting the new one. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, you probably never had a Hasselblad, so at least you have one on your drone.
I did have a Hasselblad, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yes. When I started shooting, I had a 503CM, if you remember those.
No, I don't. I missed that whole medium format thing.
When I started in the wedding industry, I was changing Hasselblad backs, and when I started shooting, I had a Hasselblad body. But
great.
Don't miss those days.
Uh-huh. No, digital is where it's at.
Cool. So today, we don't have a guest and we don't have an Ask the Guys, and it's been a while since you and I just chatted. I think it's like since episode 3, 4, or 5, since we just actually came on and picked a topic and talked about it. So we figured it's a better time than none to, discuss this. And I know you were having some conversations with some people earlier today about it. So, it's a very apropos topic, and, it's a topic that I think anybody who's doing this professionally would definitely, get something out of what we're going to talk about. But I think the best way to intro it is just say we're going to pretty much discuss different pricing structures and how you and I both have our business model and our pricing structure, because I know they differ. My old model was kind of what you're doing, and discuss the pros and cons of each. And hopefully that'll give some people some insight as to the best way to try and price your work and run your business model that way. So let's just get right into it. And I know, Rich, correct me if I'm wrong, you are a per square foot charger. Is that correct?
I am. I've tried several different formulas to try and make it to my benefit, to make it make sense. And I tried for a while charging by image, but it didn't really work for me or my clients. Maybe part of that was due to we'd already been doing charging by square foot already. So to try and change somebody, it didn't work for me. But I definitely want to hear more about how you do it, because I think you do it per image. And I know several other photographers I work with do the same thing. And I've often thought I'd like to get back into trying to do that, because in some ways it does make a lot of sense. But in other ways, I'm not sure it fits my business and me personally. And I think that's the big thing everybody needs to know about this. There is no right or wrong way. And what works for me doesn't necessarily work for you. And, it depends on where you live. It depends on your quality. It depends on your clientele. I mean, there's just so many variables. So take everything I say with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, originally I had the business model that you did, where I was charging per square foot, and that worked for me for a long time. And it's definitely a good business model to go with. But as the size of the houses I was doing started to grow, although I was making more money, the amount of work I was doing did not balance properly with the difference in price I was charging, if that makes sense. So, let's say on a 2,000 square foot house, I was delivering, I don't know, 25 pictures, let's say. Because when I was charging by the square foot, I never said, oh, you're getting X number of pictures. I just shot everything that needed to be shot, and that's what they got. But as, you know, let's say hypothetically, I was charging $200 for a 2,000 square foot house, and I was delivering 25 pictures. If then I got to a 4,000 square foot house, and I was delivering 50 to 55 pictures, I wasn't doubling my rate. Mm-hmm. My rate was moving up on a scale. So let's say if I was charging 200 for a 2,000 square foot house, I was charging maybe 275 or 300 for a 4,000 square foot house. So essentially, as that scale went up, I wasn't doubling each time. You know, I wasn't, if I was shooting an 8,000 square foot house, I wasn't charging four times my initial 200 rate because no one would pay me $800 for that. So, you know, I was doing either double the work or three times the work or four times the work as the size of the houses I was shooting kept getting bigger, but the amount of money I was making was not correlating to that difference in amount of work I was doing. Does that make sense?
You know, I can totally understand and value everything you're saying, and your points are well made, and I can see the pros and the cons. For me, really, the cons would be I find that when I'm shooting a 1,000 square foot house, it's generally not as nice and as a 3,000 square foot house. And I tend to take longer to shoot a nice house. And it's primarily my own fault. I don't really treat this whole thing as like a business. I still love shooting. And if I get a cool house, I'm taking longer. I could easily take 15, 20, 30 minutes to an hour longer to shoot something if it's really cool, and I'll deliver more images. I can also think that I might get a smaller house, but you know, for me, my pricing structure is some of them I win, some of them I lose. But on average, I do fine, and I'm okay with my plan. But part of the problem is too, is I look at a big thing as if I'm going to go there, and let's say I was only charging for 10 photos. And I have a small house and I'm only getting 10 photos. I can only imagine I might be having to charge 100, 150. And I couldn't do that. I have to make a certain minimum to go there. Now, I know that different people charge different amounts, but for me, it just didn't seem to work out. How am I going to make it worth my while coming out to the house? So how do you make sure that it's worth it if, let's say, they only order 10 images? What's your bottom line?
Well, that is my basic get-in package is 10 images. That's how I start. And, you know, I don't mind being frank. My pricing is on my website. My pricing is $250 for that, mm-hmm. for 10 images. So I will not go take a job at this point for under $250. And that's... you know, Long Island is big. I don't really charge travel unless I'm probably over an hour away, give or take. So, you know, if I'm driving 55 minutes out, you know, that's definitely a trip, you know. And today I shot a home which was literally 3/4 of a mile from my house, and I charged the same amount. So, like you said, it's a balancing act. But I found... as my house sizes kept getting bigger, first of all, I was spending so much time on site that, you know, if I was shooting a 6 or 7 or 8,000 square foot house, you know, I was shooting there for 4 hours, 5 hours, and it was more cost effective for me to go do 2 or 3 smaller houses than to spend a half a day or all day on one house. So that was part of the, you know, the thought process in my head of going to a per image price, because, you know, a big factor is Long Island MLS too. And the Long Island MLS only at this point allows 20 images. So we're pretty behind the times in that. But if I'm going to go shoot a 7,000 square foot house and give an agent 70 pictures and they can only put 20 on the MLS, then they have 50 pictures they're not even using that they're paying for. I spent the time doing, and these pictures are just sitting on my computer, on their computer, wherever they are. So, you know, with the 20 image MLS limit, I find that probably 80% of my shoots, 80 to 85% of my shoots, I end up shooting 20 images. Mm-hmm. So I have a 10 image package, which is the basic to get in. And then I charge per image over the 10 images. I charge $7 an image. So it's roughly $320, $325 for a client to get the 20 images that they would like for mm-hmm. MLS. And for me, you know, obviously that's worth going to it. You know, yeah. I know, you know, even the 250 that I start at is worth me going to a job at that point. Mm-hmm. Unless it's really far out there. But if it's really far out there, I also charge a travel fee. So if it's over an hour away. So, and I actually think I'm going to start charging a travel fee for me to go into Manhattan. Even though, you know, like a train ride is only 40 minutes in, it's a hassle because I drag all my gear on the train and this and that. So, and it's also $20 to take the train in. So I'm not going to charge a big travel fee, but probably just like a $25 travel fee to come into the city. At least it'll cover my train cost. But yeah, I found once I went that route, what I found was that I was making similar money and doing significantly less work. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense.
Now, how do you pick the images to take? That's always been hard for me. Without spending 10 or 15 minutes doing a walkthrough with the client, how do you know which images to take and which images to leave out?
Well, it depends on the property size. So I'm shooting a 2,000 square foot house. Mm-hmm. 20 is pretty easy, as I'm sure you know.
We only want 10 images.
I usually ask them.
How do you clarify?
I usually ask them before. You know, I say, you know, this is the pricing. Go through the house, you know, mentally in your head and think of the 10 must-have shots that you want. Good thing is usually I'm able to upsell them on some mm-hmm. additional shots once I'm there. That's a very easy upsell, especially at $7 a piece. You know, if I say, hey, I really think we should get this shot, you know, mm-hmm. it's going to help you, you know, $7, they're usually okay. And then I can probably usually pull that off 3, 4, 5 times. But, you know, I would probably give them, you know, advance notice and explain to them the situation. You know, you're getting 20 shots, you're getting 10 shots even. So just go through the house. You know what it looks like. Go through the house in your head and just make a list of the 10 must-haves and, you know, a list of some of the not so important shots. So if we have to start pulling back, we know where to cut. And usually I end up, if someone calls up for my minimum 10 image package, I usually end up with a list of 12 to 13 pictures. Mm-hmm. That's just what happens. And so it usually works out.
You're putting the responsibility on them to sacrifice certain shots. I totally understand that.
Correct. And I like that because I don't want them to ever come back to me and say, hey, you didn't get that.
Right. You didn't get the powder room.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I offer my suggestions when I'm on site and I say, I think you should get that. I think that'll help you. Or this room looks hideous, or this is a hoarder's room. Let's not shoot that. But, you know, the choices they give me are on them. So it's never a situation where they come back and say, hey, I think you really should have shot that. Why did you not shoot that room?
I've got to be honest, though. I'm running it through my head right now going, how can I do it? But the main problem I'm going to have is I really have to figure out a way of doing it with my existing clients, because this change in mindset. And again, our MLS is 35 now. And they're lucky with me, and I'm lucky too, because I don't mind shooting 35 images. I do that. And you know, there's ways too, I tell all photographers, I don't want to say pad your photo shoot, but if you've got a really small place and you need to get 30 photos or 35 photos, I can take a lot of exterior photos real quick and that will add up in the numbers. But if I wanted to go to this pricing structure like yours, I'd really have to come up with an understanding and try and get together with a few of test clients and see.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. When I was coming up with this structure, I did this back in January 1st of this year. So it's been a little over 9 months since I went this route. And before I did it, I sat down and I looked last year at all my shoots, and I took the average. This is how I came up with my pricing. I took the average number of shots I took per home and tried to figure out the number where clients would be paying about the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it wasn't, you know, really much of a hit to the clients. You know, clients would pay a couple bucks here or there, and some would pay even less. Actually, I have some clients that love this now because they, you know, if they have a, you know, a 8,000 square foot house and they only want the 20 shots for MLS, they're paying less than they did before.
But what percentage of people off the top of your head are going to go for a 10 photo package?
I'd probably get 2 out of 10.
Really?
2 or 3 out of 10. Yeah,
I would think. But then again, that's a big difference between 20. You said your MLS is 20, between 20 and 35.
So. Sure. But those 2 out of 10 are typically not consistent clients. Those are, I do jobs for once a month, once every other month, new clients mm-hmm. that want to try me out, that type of thing. They're not my consistent, majority of my clients, as I said before, are doing the 20 images because why not do what MLS allows? But if, you know, I have an agent that has an 8,000 square foot house and they can only post the 20 images to MLS anyway, they'd rather now pay me my $320 as opposed to prior when I was charging first per square foot. And I think my price for 8,000 square feet was in like the 500s or something. I don't even remember at this point. They're paying significantly less money. And yeah, they obviously don't have as many images, but they had to sit there and pick 20 out of the 70 I gave them anyway. So it's less work for them.
And there are some agents that absolutely don't like getting an over amount of photos. They just can't deal with
it. No, you know, most agents, especially out here, if they're a busy agent, I mean, they want 20 images. They want to not think about it. They want to upload it and just be, you know, move on and go back to selling, not have to sit at a computer for an hour and a half, 2 hours, going image by image and trying to pick out what works and what doesn't work for them.
Well, you really got me thinking. I'll tell you something. I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but I'm certainly going to investigate a different pricing structure. See if I can even do a test with maybe a couple of new clients because.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Exactly. The best thing to do is try it with new clients mm-hmm. and see how it goes with clients that don't yet know your pricing and how it works and see how it works with that. And, you know, if it, you know, works on 3 or 4 new clients, then figure out a way to transition. But yeah, like I said, it's a lot of work. You got to sit down and I had to sit down and look at a year's worth of shoots and come up with those numbers. And I had this huge Excel spreadsheet with all these numbers. And because I didn't want my consistent clients to have to pay me significantly more money, I wanted to try to find a way that they were paying the same amount of money or less, but it was, you know, reducing my time on site and in post, which is ultimately making me more money if I'm spending less time on site and in post and charging the same amount of money. You know, I can add, you know, another shoot every day and ultimately I'm making more money at the end of the day.
So I think it's great. So
I'm curious, I don't know of any, but are there any other models, I guess, to price? I mean,
there are. One is, and I absolutely have no idea how this would work in any way, shape, or form, but there are photographers, and I think most of them, if I really think about it, are kind of new to the business, but they charge by hour.
Interesting.
I can't see anybody winning there. I don't know. I just, I think that is so dependent upon too many things.
So. Yeah, that's weird because, you know, I feel like if you're charging hourly, you have the agent like over your shoulder saying, come on, move quicker. or
they got to trust you. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a weird, but I guess if it works, and also if you're charging hourly, how do you even price yourself? Because, you know, if you're charging $100 an hour, let's say, which is a good rate for what we do. You know, I don't think anyone's going to say they're not happy with making $100 an hour. But if you go out and shoot a house for an hour for $100 and you end up with, let's say, 20 shots, was that worth $100?
Yeah,
but then you got to go home and edit.
The other thing too is how we all know, I mean, how many times in every shoot do you get into a little time suck? I often say to my agents, I put my hand up to my ear and I go, do you hear that? And they're like, what? And I said, oh, that's time suck. And I'll just be joking with them that this room is taking me forever. And, you know, I can't even imagine getting paid by the hour. by time.
That's a good line. I'm going to try that tomorrow. I'm going to tell my agent time suck and see what they say.
Well, you got to be in the right situation because it sounds pretty weird when I just said it, but it actually is kind of a thing I'm known for, saying to the agents that now a lot of my agents go, I'll put my ear up there. I say, you know what that is? They said, yeah, time suck. Cause we'll be getting into something or whatever. But
yeah, okay. No, but knock on wood, I'm very lucky. Most of my agents kind of let me be and let me do my thing. They come into, they let me in the house. They're outside on their phone making calls, or they're one step ahead of me making sure the next room is staged properly, which those clients I love, because then I go room to room and everything is perfect and set up for me. There's very few new clients, as I'm sure you would agree, usually sit there and chat with you. They want to learn about you, what you do and all that stuff. But
I'm very forward with clients going, I work best. I like to set a tone and a precedent at the very beginning. And I say, people hire me because they trust me. And I just want you to know that I can't really shoot and talk at the same time, because it's ultimately to your benefit, because I very often will forget a shot, forget a room. I need to get in a rhythm. I need to do my thing. So I hope you'll be okay with that and let me do my thing. And I rarely, if ever, get someone to look over my shoulder. And if I do, I will mention it to appropriately, but I'll mention it and I say, I can't work like this. So, you know,
yeah, that's the thing. Just mention,
I'm not saying everybody should do that, but that's just me.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, and like you said, mention it appropriately, because being friendly with these agents is part of your selling. That's, you know, that's, you're not only selling your work, but you're selling your personality. So they want to see that you're, you know, a down to earth, friendly person, but in the same sense, you go out and you want to get the job done and, produce quality work. So, but you got me thinking about that hourly. I'm curious. I'm not going to do that, but if anybody out there charges hourly, send us an email, because.
Yeah. Send us and ask the guys or tell the guys, and I'd love to know it. I'd love to. We'll have you on. We'll interview you.
Yes. I would love to know more about that.
Yeah.
But Rich, I definitely, you know what? I'm not going to say definitely do it or not. I think the clientele you have, the type of homes you shoot, obviously dictate the best business model. And the square footage model was working for me for years, you know, when I was shooting 2,000 square foot homes and less. But, you know, the problem started for me when I started shooting bigger homes. That's when it really started being less and less cost effective to go with that model.
And it's almost the opposite for me until I get up to, when I think I've got a break off point at 5,000 square feet, when I get into, and I think it says, over 5,000 square feet, call for a quote. And I might lose some, I think I'm making more money the bigger the house, definitely. And I just wanted to throw in one other little pricing thing, and this is a little trick, and it works for me. It's totally honest and totally legit, but it worked. And I was saying, I went through some of my local competition and also other people's pricing structures on their website, and I started thinking, oh my gosh, look at them! They're doing it for $100 or $150. Well, what I came up with is I did up to 100, and I'm going to charge my minimum shoot up to 1,000 square feet is 165, I think. And that way, if I get a shoot like that, I'm losing money, but that's okay. And I then, when I go up into above it, is my minimum 225, I think is my minimum at the moment. And it all works out for me. But my thinking is I looked kind of back in my records, and over the last 3 years, I might have done 2 listings under 1,000 square feet. So it's there for people to see that, oh, his prices start at 165, but nobody ever does that because I never get anything under 1,000 square feet. So that worked for me, and it worked great.
Yeah, no, for sure. But in the same sense, you know, once you start building your business and your agents trust you, and you have a consistent clientele, that's the point where you have to stop worrying about that competition. And, you know, you price, I'm one of the higher price photographers on Long Island for real estate. You know, all my competition is significantly less than me. But I don't worry about it.
Me
you
neither.
Know, clients call me and I can't tell you how many leads I just don't even respond to, because you can tell right off the bat that they call and they say, you know, this is what I'm looking for. And if it's just an awful, you know, awful lead, you can usually feel it out right away. I don't even respond sometimes. A lot of emails I get, I literally just shoot over my price list and say, call me if you want to schedule a shoot, because there's a lot of agents out there that are just price shopping. Mm-hmm. They don't care about quality and they're just going to go with the cheapest guy out there. And, you know, I can kind of read that at this point pretty well.
Absolutely.
And I'll send over my price list and say, if you're ready to book, just call me. Mm-hmm. I have availability within the next couple of days. But other than that, yeah, you don't worry. You know, you go out, you do what you do, and the clients will come.
Absolutely. When I get a cold call, I can probably say at least 9 out of 10 times. It might be 19 out of 20 times. I'm not going to get the job, because they're going to go, and they'll always call back with the same thing. We've decided to, the homeowner says he's not going to sell. We've decided to go in another direction, this and that. I'm like, well, thank you for calling me back. But you know what? You called somebody else and they were charging you less money. Now, I understand that, and I can value you. No, I won't say value. I can understand and not give you a hard time, but it is not apples to apples. But, you know, an agent's not going to know that. And they're probably proud of themselves for even using professional photography. So,
exactly.
You know, and I totally understand thinking my prices are more than your budget. And sometimes I've said this very often is when I get a commercial shoot. One time I was doing a national home shoot, and I was really debating on what to charge. And I was looking, researching, and I was going, what should I do? And my wife said simply, just, hey, why don't you ask them what their budget was? And I asked, what's your budget is? And they came out and said it was about $2,500 more than I was going to quote. And I said, I think I can do it for that. And I did it. And that taught me that sometimes that's the best thing to do. But are we even going to get into commercial photography? So, you know, but there's a lot of different ways to price, and there's no two ways that work for the two different people, different locations, different qualities of work, different clientele. There is no single price for me, I think.
Exactly.
You know, find individual.
Figure out what works for you, mm-hmm. based on your business, based on your cost of living.
Yeah.
And I know Daryl has actually, Daryl Stringer has a whole system where he helps you figure out what you need to charge. So that's a pretty cool thing. You should check out if you're not familiar with it, Daryl Stringer and the Real Estate Photography System.
Yeah.
You know, to take all these factors in when you're pricing your work and know what you need to be charging to be profitable.
And I want to add one other thing too, because I go through this in my workshops a lot. People, one of the biggest things people want to do is learn how to shoot faster, because a lot, especially the younger photographers, they'll be going, I got to shoot this way. I got to shoot HDR. I can't use lights, because I break it down by hour and I am making I'm making $5 an hour. And I just want to tell people that you've got to look at this as a professional, that your pricing, whatever it is or whatever you're doing, it's going to change. You're going to get faster. You're going to get better. So it is not one thing that you have to do. You have to really find out what works for you and your family. And you know, as I always say, just, you know, you gotta make your day. So whatever works for you.
And test the waters too. You know, once you come up with your pricing, if you see that, you know, all these clients are going to your competitors, maybe you are priced too high, or vice versa. If all of a sudden you're just getting everything and they're all leaving your competitors, maybe you're priced too low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so, you can't worry too much about your competition, about your clientele. I mean, what do you do? I got a question for you. If an agent leaves you and goes to somebody else, what is your suggestion to the audience out there? And I'm listening myself.
Usually if they leave me and go to somebody else, it's because of price.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're more concerned with price than the quality that I'm delivering, go.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Yeah. Now, do you ever confront them or send them a questionnaire or anything like that?
No.
Yeah, I don't.
No, not at all.
I do wonder.
And, of course I wonder. Of course, 100% I wonder. But, you know, you have to be a business person, and you can't get emotional with these things, with these people, because when you start to get emotional, you're not going to run your business the way the business is supposed to be run, like a businessman. You can't, I don't want to say you can be friends with your clients, but you have to kind of have enough distance where you can have a business relationship and a casual relationship. Mm-hmm. And if the business relationship goes sour, it's okay to let that go sour. If a client goes to another photographer, then, you know, it was a pleasure working with you. If you ever want to come back to me, by all means, I'm here.
Yeah, I find that sometimes agents don't want to know about, like, I stop telling people, oh, I had a great wedding shoot this last week, and I had a, oh, I shot this sporting event. I found that a lot of agents just, they want you to be working for them, and they want to keep it really, you know, businesslike, and I'm fine with that. So, you know, sometimes I just lay back and just do my job, and I don't get too chummy and spend too much time there. So.
Exactly. There's very few agents or clients of mine that I'm, I would say, friends with. I wouldn't go and hang out with them on a consistent, you know, I have my set of friends, and then I have my clients, you know. I'm not really friendly with any agents. I mean, I have one client who still uses me to this day. He's one of my first clients from years back. And I got him when I was first starting because he was a friend and I knew him from high school. But that's a different, you know, that's a different circumstance, in the sense where, I mean, be able to have a business relationship where if things go sour, you're still able to have that business relationship and, you know, don't get emotional.
Yeah.
You know, clients come and clients go. For every client you lose, you're going to get another one, or hopefully two. So, you know, if a client goes to somebody else, especially usually for me, it's because of price. You know, go. Good luck. And, you know, if their quality is not what you're looking for or what you're used to, you know, by all means, I'm here for you. And
yeah, it's
usually they'll come back. So
all they've got to value you. I think that's the most important thing. You've got to have faith in your good quality. And the most important thing, I think, for a photographer is to be reliable. Just be, you know, consistent, reliable. You show up, you deliver, the images are great. And then the agent doesn't have to worry about it. And those are the agents you want. Those are the clients you want.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. And I think that's why sometimes I can get away with charging more than other people. I'm always there. I'm always available via text. I return my emails usually within a half hour. I try to, you know, when I leave each shoot, I go and I check my emails and return any quick emails if I have to. So clients can get in touch with me throughout the day, all day. You know, I answer texts till 10, 11 o'clock at night if I need to. So, you know, clients pay me more money for that, you know, because they know I'm reliable. They know they can get in touch with me if they need to. And, you know, they're not going to be chasing. They're not going to be chasing me.
Sounds good. Great. Well, we've hit some good topics.
Yeah. So I hope this is some food for thought for some people on how to best structure their pricing and business. Mm-hmm. We, you know, we're both on not only two different sides of the country, but we have two completely different pricing structures and models. So I think it was definitely good insight to the two different sides of the spectrum.
Well, I think next time we should do the same show, but try and do it about designer, new homes, you know, different types of shoots than real estate. I think that a lot of people want to know about that.
Sure. Yeah. That's a whole different ball game. And you and I both do that. And pricing structure is completely different. I mean, I'm charging half day and full day rates for that. So that's a completely different structure altogether. But yeah, we can definitely do a show about that and, you know, maybe even bring, you know, an architectural or designer photographer on and discuss some of that stuff.
Oh, that's a great idea. Mark that down. And I want to say one thing to everybody out there. Don't get, especially the people that are new to this and worrying about your business, worrying about all the things. Don't get too wrapped up in it. Cut it some slack. Try and assess what you're doing. But you can't be responsible for a lot of things. Just do the best you can do and see how it goes. And I really think that in the long run, it'll all work out if you really put your mind to it and put your skills to it, and you invest in your education, you invest in your equipment and your relationships, then you're going to succeed. So just stick with it.
Perfect closing statement.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad. And Brian, why don't you take us out? I just want to remind everybody about Ask the Guys, the little known feature, must be little known because we don't get enough. Ask the Guys, send us a question on the homepage of our website. You can record a 90 second recording. You can plug your business, ask your question, and we'll either Brian and I will answer it, or we'll get a pro on to a specific person to come on and answer your question. So please take advantage of that feature.
Perfect. I think you actually just took us out.
Okay.
Great. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Don't forget to follow us on social media. We got a lot of things in the works in the next couple of weeks/months. And leave us some reviews. We have a lot of reviews on iTunes, and we actually do read them all. So leave us some reviews on iTunes, on Facebook, wherever we are. Let us know what you think.
Until next time.
Take care.
This has been Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Subscribe to the show and don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow Rich and Brian on social media and at their website, shootingspacespodcast.com.